It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to MGP 473. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Finally, 10 years. He's finally done what I've asked him to do. We can stop this nonsense now. This has all just been a quest to get you to repeat after me because of your ridiculous I won't repeat after you rule.
I am a contrarian. It is known.
Well, there you go. 10 years later, you've done exactly what I wanted. Now I can finally reveal we've never even released any of these.
It's all been a ruse. I wonder why we
stage
listeners.
This once a week. Yeah, it's not because we're rubbish. It's because we've never even tried. And to be fair, it's a combination of both.
It's both.
But,
yep.
that's not any of that. Not let any of that bog us down. This might be the last podcast for 2 weeks that's not recorded on location. It's Comic Con next week. We're going to get to see Pab's beautiful face in person.
I won't. Sad times.
No, Anna doesn't want to come.
That's not
true.
Yeah,
she heard Pab was coming.
I mean,
she heard Sheepdog was coming.
Mean.
I heard about it before the show, and I'm upset.
See,
I'm upset as well
because that means I'm the one. I don't want to be in charge, Anna.
Yeah,
I don't want to be looking after.
You've got to look after me and Sheepdog for nearly three whole days.
Fine. We'll lose Sheepdog somewhere on the tube.
You will. I'm going to just see something, a squirrel or God knows what, a rapper. Just a Chris Pepper, I mean,
you
not
just,
a singer.
You just
I'll
disappear.
Just be gone. I'll just be gone. I'm terrible. I can't help
myself.
He
comes back with Snoop Dogg's autograph.
You'd be impressed. You'd be like, wow.
I'd be confused more than impressed, I think. I'd question whether it was real.
I'd be getting my phone out. That whole when Sheepdog met Snoop Dogg thing that I'd been talking about. I don't even know when that was. Was that a thing? Did I dream that?
I don't think that happened.
I think that's going to be my aim for episode 420. I was going to try and interview Snoop Dogg, but I didn't even email him, if I'm honest.
I mean, that was like 2 years ago now.
It was
but
a
yeah,
long time
if anyone,
ago.
If anyone's coming to London Comic Con next week, say hello to us. We're going to be mooching around all weekend. We're going to be doing London things. This is the first proper Comic-Con we'll have gone to since October 2019, I guess. Because October last year wasn't a proper one.
Was it not?
That was half the size of normal. Definitely wasn't proper. For comparison, when we went last year, they only had two stages and we were on one of them. This year, we're on one of nine stages. It is a full-size Comic-Con. It is back. I went to Insomnia a few weeks back at the NEC, and that was noticeably different to any convention we went to last year. It was back to being shoulder-to-shoulder, no social distancing, no room to breathe, everyone coughing on everyone else. I was only sick for a week after I got home. Probably not COVID.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I'm suffering from like extreme social anxiety. My boss said to me, how come you're going to Comic-Con but you can't come to the office? I was like, because Comic-Con's fine. It's really chilled. And you're telling me
it's
going to
be
heaving.
Awesome. Don't go in there on a Saturday. That's why we're going nowhere near the place on the Saturday. It's back to normal. But I'm so excited about having a proper Comic-Con again. It's been far too long.
I'm
3 years.
That's what a pandemic does, Kev.
Well, we shouldn't have any more of them.
We should make that a blanket ban on pandemics now. Just end this one, draw a line
think,
under it.
Certainly for the rest of my life, don't bother with any more of them. I don't think it was a...
Is that like 4 years?
Turns out, wasn't a good idea. Let's not do that again.
You're 40 soon, so that doesn't give us much. I mean, maybe pick like Pab's life. He's the youngest.
Honestly, I don't care what happens after I die. I'll be all for just like indefinite pandemic starting the day after I die.
If I unleash one.
Yeah, if I can't go out and do stuff, neither can the rest of you. Just locked down forever.
Well, why don't you put one of those Joker viruses in your heart?
I want a 100-year period of boring.
You're like in Batman, the Joker has that thing in him, didn't he, that the moment he dies...
Who says I don't have one of those?
Exactly. We could all become Joker-faced Kevs.
That'd be awesome. I might look into that.
You'll figure it out.
What do I need to Google to get one of those made? I like the sound of this. This is amazing.
Heart virus. I don't know.
I Google that all the time. just out of fear. in addition to Comic-Con being next weekend and much excitement, something else I'm very excited about this week. I know it's very early to be getting into games, but it's a new console week, sort of. I finally got my Steam Deck. My Steam Deck is here, everybody. Do you got yours yet, Pabby?
No, I'm still in whatever it is. Q3.
The queue.
July to September, whatever it is. Still in that one. I check every now and again, see if it's changed or not. It's still Q3. It's not gone further back yet, so that's positive at least. It's not
that's
Q4.
Good. I've spent all week trying to stop Anna stealing it from me. I took it for one day. And you got elbowed in the face and then you stopped, like a good girl.
Well, you said you'd got me one, but you were a liar, so...
Well, no, I had another delivery today, but it turned out it was a pair of Crocs.
You're just a liar.
It was from the same warehouse in the Netherlands that my Steam Deck came from. So I think Steam Deck and Crocs are basically the same thing. They come hand in hand.
How weird is that, that you had a pair of shoes and a console just sat shelves away from one another?
Exactly. They should have bundled them together, really. But yeah, the Steam Deck, first impressions. Here we go. It's big. It's really, really big. I think you very loosely can refer to this as a handheld. I would argue it's probably not particularly portable. It is considerably bigger than a Switch. It's probably lengthwise. I mean, I should go up and grab my iPad Pro from upstairs. It's probably the size of an iPad Pro, but five times thicker. It's much heavier. I think it's 1.5 pounds, which doesn't feel like a lot.
That's
when
a
you're
pound,
holding it.
That's sugar, isn't it?
It's like a bag and a half of sugar. It is a heavy piece of kit. It is hot. It is loud. It smells like new burning graphics cards. but it's awesome. It is a wonderful thing. It is very much a PC in a Switch box, in an oversized Switch box, basically. The screen is bigger than what you get on the Switch, although... not quite as sexy as the OLED screen, but it's bigger. And because of that, I, with my old man eyes, don't necessarily notice that it's not as good as the OLED screen on the Switch. The controls on the thing, it actually feels like a proper games controller. I've never known a handheld that has triggers that are actually responsive the way these are, and thumbsticks that actually feel like proper thumbsticks and that are clickable. It's got the haptic feedback on the little touch pads. The buttons have a proper meaty click to them. It feels like a very comfortable controller. And actually, although the thing looks really dumb with the way the buttons are laid out on it, because they're all really squashed up at the top of the unit, it actually feels really comfortable in the hand as well. So you can comfortably sit there using the thumbsticks or the touch pads or the D-pad and the buttons with your fingers on the triggers. There's other buttons underneath, like you get on the Xbox Pro controllers, and that you can use with your other fingers. It's a touch screen, a nice responsive touch screen, and it runs loads and loads of Steam games. I've not even looked into sticking Windows on it yet, or getting dug into the Linux side of things, or putting emulators and stuff on there. I'm literally still just scratching the surface on years and years of Steam library that I've been building up, but there's a surprising number of games on it already that are already fully verified and working with the Steam Deck, one of which is Persona 4 Golden. So I have spent most of my time with it playing Persona 4 Golden. It looks amazing. It sounds amazing. It's a wonderful experience. I tested out the pretty colors and the pretty sounds by playing some Res Infinite on it as well, and that is just lovely. It's just the perfect thing for a handheld like this. I must have downloaded 20 or 30 games on it already. I got the middle option, which is a 256 gigabyte hard drive, and it's got an SD card slot in the bottom, so I just stuck another 256 gig of SD card in the bottom. The games run fine off the SD card. Certainly the little indie games run fine off the SD card. Some of the bigger stuff does load a little slower if you have it on the SD card, but like I say, I've not even scratched the surface of stuff like Xbox Game Pass, the Epic Store, Minecraft, and putting the Minecraft loader and all that stuff on there, the emulator for all of the Switch games and all of the other stuff that you can put on there. It is a PC in a handheld box. You can plug it into a dock, which the official dock doesn't exist yet, but I've got a powered USB port thing for it, which has a HDMI out and a couple of USB slots on it, and I've just had it plugged into my computer monitor with a keyboard and mouse on there, and I can play Football Manager on it with no problem with a keyboard and mouse or via the touchscreen. And it just runs like a computer. It is a gaming PC for £450 that you can also use as a handheld. I don't really know how they've done it. It is a marvel of a device.
But there's been problems, hasn't there, Kevin?
I mean, I've had a few little teething problems, but the thing's only been out, well, it's been out less than a month. They've already released four major software updates. I think they probably have stuck it out a little bit early. I've had issues with it falling off the Wi-Fi, which apparently has been fixed in the latest patch, which I have now got downloaded. So I'll see if it continues to fall off the Wi-Fi. But it was just halfway through. Like, I'm sat next to the router, and it would be halfway through downloading a game and just stop. There's been a couple of little teething problems like that, but they are throwing updates at it all the time. We've now got a nice Steam store that you can sort according to the ones that are properly verified as Steam Deck compatible, and the Steam Deck compatible ones work perfectly. They're fully integrated with the controls. You get the little achievements pop up as well from your Steam achievements. It is just, it's great. You know, anyone who's listened to this for a long time knows how much I love a handheld. I don't really sit and play proper games consoles because I'm sat at my desk all day. I like a handheld. I love the Vita. I love the 3DS. I love, love, love the Switch. The Switch is my favourite console ever. And this thing, even though I've only had it for a few days, it feels like a game changer. It feels as exciting as when I first got on the Vita and was like, hang on, this is a handheld. This shouldn't be this good. And it is. And because it's on Steam, all these little indie games that I love to play on handhelds, you can get them dirt cheap. Did you know? Steam's quite cheap compared to the Nintendo store. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. I got Unpacking for a fraction of what I got it for my kids for, like 2 weeks ago on the Switch. I sat there, spent an entire evening just playing Unpacking. Unpacking shouldn't be a game that I enjoy. I don't like tidying up in real life, but I sat there for a couple of hours the other night just tidying up on the thing. And I was looking at me saying, what are you doing? Why are you tidying up? You don't tidy up ever. I enjoy tidying up on this. It makes everything better. The Steam Deck is great. Everybody should get one.
How does it, this might be a really dumb question, but how does it compare to like a £450 laptop or PC? But I guess a PC is probably going to inch it because it's plugged in.
I mean, I haven't used a £450 laptop for about 10 years, so I don't really know. I haven't looked at the specs comparison. What I have done is run Football Manager on it. And I know it's not the greatest benchmarking game, but Football Manager seems to run as well on it, match engine wise, as it runs on my £3,000 gaming PC. So,
okay.
But it is only Football Manager. I've not put anything really graphically intense on it just yet because I haven't really felt the need to yet. I'm enjoying Persona. I'm enjoying my little indie games. I've had a look through the big mainstream games, and I get hit with the same problem that I get hit. This is the one drawback, and I think I'm going to have to explore Game Pass. So I'm looking at stuff thinking, I wouldn't mind giving that a try to see what it's like, but it's £50. And I can either already get it on Game Pass or I can just wait and get it on Game Pass. The drawback of Game Pass, of course, is I just download them and never play them because they just sat on my Xbox or sat on my PC. So if I can get Game Pass up and running on this properly, which apparently is a little hit and miss at the moment. It's why I've not fully That's why I've not really explored it, because it is a little bit iffy. But if I can get Game Pass working on this and try out some stuff like Forza or Halo or whatever else, just to see what they look like on it. I've seen videos of people playing Forza Horizon on it, and it looks like it's running on a Xbox. It's bonkers. I genuinely don't know how they've done it. It is baffling how they've got so much into such a small little thing. Which, I mean, it does. Like I say, it runs really, really hot. The fan is really, really loud. It's definitely chugging along. The battery life on it's not great. It definitely feels like the first generation product in the line, because it is big and clunky and a little bit iffy at certain things, like the Wi-Fi thing. It doesn't, like, if you try and open up a new game, it doesn't automatically close the previous ones. It tries to run both at the same time and everything crashes. So there's just little bits of user-friendly stuff on there. Like, I don't need to manually close the previous game. If I open up a new one, you should know I want to close the last one. But it even has the Steam cloud synchronization stuff. So I just loaded up my current Football Manager save on there and played it, and it was there just in the Steam cloud. It's got a feature on there where, so if I'm playing Persona, I get to a point where I've had enough, just turn the console off, and then open it up on my PC. I can carry on from that point on my PC, so you can just kind of pick up between the two devices as long as they're running the same Steam account. It's really good. It's really, really good. They need to figure out a way to up the production on it, because we didn't order Anna one when it was first announced, because she wasn't at all interested in it.
Everything on Steam I've ever gotten breaks. So I was like, this will be another one that just breaks.
All the hardware you've ever bought from them has been a bit rubbish, hasn't it? So you didn't want one at the time.
Yeah.
And I've had a look, and to order one now, you're looking at delivery October at the earliest. So it's a long, long wait. But I don't know. I feel like it's probably worth the wait. It is. It's great. I'll have more to say about it after I've got to take it away next weekend for Comic-Con. Obviously, you chaps can have a little look at it then as well.
You won't even get an idea of what I mean about.
Hey, did I say I'd let them touch it? I said I'd let them have a look at it.
I
doubt.
No.
Maybe at Eurogamer in future, perhaps. Sorry, I keep calling you Eurogamer. I'm such a granddad.
You are a granddad. It hasn't been called that for about 10 years.
Yeah,
but yeah, I doubt it. They're just so hard to get hold of. I doubt they'll have spare ones anywhere. I ordered mine 30 minutes after they were put on sale. Still got it a month later than some people.
It is mad. I guess when Gen 2 comes out and all of that, it will just get slightly better and slightly faster and slightly less loud, and I'll probably jump in at like Gen 4 or something like I did with the iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, if they keep releasing devices for less than £500 that can run any game on Steam effectively. I mean, some of them don't yet have the compatibility, but if it takes off, then developers will work on making the compatibility work. But from an actual technical specification point of view, there is no game on Steam that couldn't run on it from a specs point of view. So for that, in a sub £500 handheld, if they can keep doing that long term, that's bonkers.
Does that mean they've just been forcing games to make sure they're compatible, do you think? Are they just saying, look, if you want to be on Steam, you've got to be building it in this way or meeting a certain
standard? I imagine that you've got a pretty big incentive as a developer to make your game work work with the Steam Deck, because then you get in the Steam Deck store as well as the Steam store. So they have the whole section on there. They have the different categories of how well stuff works with Steam Deck. And if you want to be front and center on the store and get the advertising push, you need to make sure you work perfectly on Steam Deck. And if you've previously had controller support, it just maps straight over. There's not really much more that needs to be done, other than the fact, of course, the Steam OS is based on Linux. So if you're an indie developer and developed your game to work on Windows, there's a little bit of extra background shenanigans to make it run on a Linux-based system. But apparently even that, they've made that an easy conversion. It's not a case of having to recode the entire game.
I mentioned there's a
thing you can run it through to magically do it for you.
imagine there's another reason why it probably work and all games have been incentivized to make it work is, game devs are nerds. They're all going to want to get a cheeky early access to the device, surely. They'll be saying, oh, Steam, exactly. I don't know if my game works. You need to send me one. So they've probably all been, running around playing with them for the past 6 months.
The one thing I would say is it's very much a device for nerds. If you're a nerd, you can very quickly get to the point where you've got the Epic Store on there, you've got your emulators on there, and you can do everything on it that you've got on your PC. And for a nerd, it's brilliant. For someone who is coming from
like
a console background, for a jock like Sheepdog, if you're coming from a console background and you don't really know what you're doing with computers, very much Sheepdog now we're describing. If you don't really know what you're doing and you used to be able to just turn it on and have it work.
So me?
Yeah, you ain't getting that with Steam Deck yet. Mm. I've had to do, even bear in mind I've not left the Steam ecosystem yet. I've not even gone into the desktop mode of it. I'm just within the Steam OS. And even that has taken some little bits of fiddling and configuration to get things working the way I want them to work. It's very much the Android phone to the Switch iPhone.
I would
suggest. So nerds are going to absolutely love it, and they are really going to get the best out of it because they are going to get all of these different things on there and do wonderful things with it that you didn't even realize they were going to do with it. I mean, it's got the haptic stuff, it's got the gyrometers and stuff in there. I played the what's the game from Valve, the one that's set in the Portal thing, the Aperture Lab thing. I forget what the game is called, but it's basically a tech demo for the Steam Deck that takes you through all of the different controls that it can do. I need to look at. I'm grabbing the thing now so I can look up the name of it.
So it's gimmicky then? It's got gimmicky controls, you're saying?
The console has gimmicky stuff in it. Yeah, you can have gimmicky stuff, but you don't have to use the gimmicky stuff. If stuff's just mapped to a normal controller, like Persona, for example, then that just runs like Persona. But if you want to run gimmicky stuff, you can run gimmicky stuff. So it has both options on there.
I am slightly nervous about this console doing one thing that I hate. I hate it when this happens. It's like an internet meme-y, geeky thing that happens, and it happened with a Raspberry Pi. You just get no end of people going, look, I managed to do this on it. And you're like...
Oh, yeah, you'll get loads of that.
I could have just done that on my PC, like, automatically.
But this is a PC, and it's in your pocket, and you can take it anywhere. Aperture desk job.
That wouldn't go
in
a pocket, Kevin.
Well, someone was like, I got like Excel and Microsoft Access running on it, so I'm doing my day job from it, and I'm like... I'm doing my day job from my work laptop, come on.
But the balance to that, I would say, is this is a sub £500 bit of kit that could be your only PC, and it could function as a PC.
I just don't want to see people going, I made a robot from it,
It's a good gaming PC, so rather than going out and spending a grand £1,500 on a PC, this is an entry point into PC gaming for people who were previously priced out of it. But yeah, the tech demo game is Aperture Desk Job, which is set in the Portal universe, and you basically are working a desk job in the Portal universe, and it takes you through all of the different buttons on the device, all of the different ways of controlling. It has a funny little story. I'm looking at it now. I spent 56 minutes playing it, and I finished it. It is just a tech demo for the Steam Deck, it's just a bit of fun, and it's quite cool seeing what it's capable of, because obviously most games for it at the moment are just Steam games that you can play on it, so they're not using all of the stuff that's in the device. The interesting thing of it is going to be when developers start to develop stuff specifically for the Steam Deck that takes advantage of the fact that it's got the motion control in it, it's got the haptic feedback, double touch pads on it. It's got all these extra buttons compared to what a normal controller has. It'd be really interesting to see what kind of stuff comes, and if that, is another way to force people towards having to get one of these, because you start getting stuff that can only run on this and not on a PC.
And also, if you're not like Kevin, you can have more than one Steam account on it, but Kevin won't share.
It's not that I won't share, it's that I can't share.
You can share, because you shared the Switch when we had it first.
Hold on. What? Talk me through the story of the Switch.
We got it, no one played on it, so I played on it, and then you got jealous.
Hold on, let me summarise that even better. We got it. Neither of us were that interested. You played on it. I got interested. So I immediately went out and bought one for myself because I couldn't share that one with you. I cannot share tech. I just can't do it. I can't.
I'm with Kev.
I don't let the kids use my computer. I don't let people use my phone.
Yep.
My tech is my tech.
In my house.
It works the way I want it to work.
In my house, my wife's phone is used by her and my sons. My phone is used by me. I have two iPads. My wife has no iPad and no one else uses my iPads.
Why have you got two? No, what's the point of having two?
I have two.
I have one upstairs and one downstairs at the moment. One, wow. I wanted to buy a drawing tablet, and I went to buy a drawing tablet, and the one I was going to buy had a wire that poked out the bottom of it, and someone told me it's really hard to get it right on a desk, and I thought, oh, that's going to drive me nuts. And when I was looking at it, Amazon said, like, there's an iPad for the same amount with an Apple Pen, and so I ordered them instead. And it's been really good. I've been doodling on it. I've been enjoying it. It does the same thing. There's an app called Procreate that you use on iPad to draw. It's just to me, it's a drawing tablet. But to my wife, she's like, you've got an iPad there. Why can't I have the other one? And I'm like, that's my one that I use for comics and watching stuff.
Wow.
And, you know, that's my casual iPad. This is my creativity iPad.
There you go. So that's why I can't possibly share the Steam Deck.
But with other people who like to share with their partners, you can put more than one Steam account on it just for the people out there who would like to share with their other half that doesn't have one because they didn't order them one.
I offered to buy you one at the time. It wasn't even the case of you had to buy it. I said when I ordered it, shall I order two? It wasn't, do you want to buy one as well?
At 7
it
in the was, morning, Kevin.
It was 6 o'clock in the evening because they went on sale at 6 p.m.
And you think I'm capable of making that decision when I've got Andrew going, Mummy,
didn't we have to, was this not on the podcast last week? Was this after the podcast that I heard this exact same argument? But what was I going to say? Yeah, if he let you run stuff on it, the console wouldn't know to turn off his games. So your experience would be terrible.
But you could have two accounts on it.
Bad experience.
I could have a go on Borderlands.
I
do. I have Borderlands, and it's
How are you going to download that? Have you got an SD card?
I can buy one.
How are you going to put it in? You can't take mine out.
Well, I'll take yours out.
See, this is horrible. I would rather not have it than have to share it.
See what I mean? Horrible man.
It's not horrible. That horrible. I believe what you're actually doing here, Anna, is you're picking on my neurodiversity.
I'm not picking on anything. You share.
I should bring this up in our panel at Comic-Con on Sunday.
Yeah, it's not that the idea of sharing any piece of tech.
We shared an Xbox. We shared PlayStation. We did.
We've literally got one of each.
Yes.
Idea of sharing them makes me feel physically ill. I cannot cope with the idea of it. I've never shared tech, and I never will. I can't. I might as well share a toothbrush.
So about your PlayStation 3 then when mine died, you shared that with me.
I get mildly offended if I come home and my kids are
playing
the
Xbox. You played Assassin's Creed on it.
Yeah, before I gave it to you.
I'm Team Kev.
You're supposed to stick up for me, sheepdog.
I normally do, because normally you're the one who's in the right. But I came home once and my wife and my son were playing Guardians of the Galaxy on my Xbox, and I genuinely... I mean, she might as well have been with another fella. It was
don't put it in
wrong.
The front room then.
It was just wrong. I was just like, what are you doing? And it was even worse because I hadn't actually got that far in the game. They were ahead of me because I'd played it for like an hour and a half. I think I played it before a podcast once.
Oh, I would have just moved out, I think.
But so why? So what, so they're not allowed to game either?
Well, I've kind of got to the point where I don't mind Ollie having a go. I come in there and I'm like, oh, brilliant. You're building a city, are you? And, you know, I just watch him playing whatever he's playing. But yeah, it feels weird anyone else playing it.
Mean people.
Anna, don't you remember when we, on those rare occasions we've been interested in the same story-based game? The Last of Us 2 would probably be the most recent example, when we actually had to set up two TVs. I had to buy a new PS4 to sit in our living room with the separate TV I bought specifically so we could both sit there together in the same room playing the same game and making sure we were at roughly the same point so we didn't spoil each other. That happened.
It did not.
It's a good game.
That absolutely did happen. I bought that PS4 specifically for that game, never played it again, sold the PS4 when I was done because I knew it was the only thing I needed the PS4 for.
I told you
I couldn't
you could
have played
play
that
online.
On yours. Oh, I couldn't. When? How? That, I mean, oh,
when I'd finished.
No. Oh,
it would have killed him. It would have bloody killed him.
Oh, God. Oh, I'd have rather burnt the house down.
Wow.
Oh, it's giving me a headache just thinking about it. So, yeah, it, I will say again, and I will keep saying it. If you want one, I will order you one right now. You'll get
talking
it in October.
Talking to the listeners, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. If you want
I'm talking specifically to Anna. If you want one, I'll buy you one
right
now.
I don't
right
know
now.
If I like it, because you won't let me have a go.
Just gamble on, I mean, liking it.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to like it, but I do.
You like everything.
That's not true. I didn't like the Stadia. I didn't like the Ouya. I didn't like On Live.
Yeah, but I'm saying
lots of things I didn't like.
Let me have, like, I don't know, half an hour with it when you're fiddling with some owls, and let me just have a go. I won't play any of your games.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, for a start, absolutely cannot be while I'm doing something else. I need to be watching you like a hawk to make sure you don't do anything.
I can play Rogue Legacy on it. You'll never play Rogue Legacy.
Of course, I bought it this week.
I say part of the reason I think Kev's justified is I think I had this kind of chat with Mr. Sheepdog once, right? And then I went to play one of my epic Football Manager saves from that era, and it was locked. And she was like, "I don't know." I was like, "Well, you were the last person on here, so how have you locked it?" And she was like, "I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. I haven't done anything. Like, leave me alone." And then I figured out the password, and it was her name. I was just like, so you somehow went on it for an hour and you managed to put a password on my Football Manager save. She claims she did it on purpose. She has no idea how she did it. But I'm like, this is why
that
I'm
doesn't
like
make it any better, though. If she wasn't using your equipment to begin with, it wouldn't have happened. For the record, I don't think Anna's going to deliberately sabotage my Steam Deck. I do think she's going to use it and do things and change things. And when I go on it, it will never be the same again.
What could I possibly 100%. Do to it?
That's the thing. If I knew that, I could say, make sure you don't do this. But I don't know what you could possibly do with it. And I wouldn't necessarily know you'd done it until you'd done it. And then there'd be no recovering from it. I'd have to get a new one.
I feel like enough time has passed that I might ask Mrs. Sheepdog in the morning whether she did put a password on that on purpose, whether I was just playing Football Manager too much and she just thought I'm going to lock it.
Because well, I think there's no such thing as playing Football Manager
if
too
enough
much.
Time has passed now that she can get away with it, I wouldn't be annoyed. But at the time, she was outraged that I even suggested such a thing.
if she hadn't have locked that game and stopped you from playing Football Manager, you'd be a world-famous YouTuber by now. Yeah. She ruined your YouTube career.
She always does. Every time my videos are rubbish, it's her fault, not mine. It's all of them.
So Steam Deck, highly recommended. Kev's seal of approval.
Share with your partner.
It's good. No. Do an advert, Pab.
The United States Border Patrol has exciting and rewarding career opportunities with the nation's largest law enforcement organization.
Border Patrol agents enjoy great pay, outstanding federal benefits, and up to $20,000 in recruitment incentives.
If you are looking for a way to serve something greater than yourself, consider the United States Border Patrol. Learn more online at cbp.gov/careers/USBP.
That's cbp.gov/careers/USBP.
There we go. You lot can do the second half of the show. I don't even know if I talked about all my games there. Did I talk about... I talked about unpacking, didn't I? I talked about the desk job game. I think I probably... I mean, Persona 4 is still very good. That
Never
is important
played it.
To say as well. Oh, you should. If only there was a way you could.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, I've still got it on the Vita somewhere. If you can find
your
Vita,
you gave it Sheepdog.
I'll take. No, the cartridge is still in my Vita, I think.
Yeah, definitely didn't. I paid for it. After you accused me and told me off for stealing it, I went and found my order of it on Amazon to prove you wrong. I made a game and released a game this week. I wrote a game. I didn't make it. I wrote the story of a game.
Is it available on Steam?
I don't know, actually. Does
is it Steam Deck verified?
Does the Steam Deck allow itch.io games on it? I mean, it is workable on Linux.
Then probably you can play it on the Steam Deck.
Yeah,
yes.
You probably can. So, I mean, you can find it by going to itch.io and searching Autism Acceptance Month Game Jam. My game's called Market Meltdown, which is a visual novel about a person going to the supermarket, and every single aisle in the supermarket can cause them to have a meltdown one way or another. And you have to just kind of get through the aisle without it. I really enjoyed making it. It's one of those things where it's like, I've always wanted to be involved in a game jam. I got to work with four other people to just, yeah, hack at it. And I had to write the story. And I found out like halfway through that I was also the designer and no one had told me. So the plot I'd written didn't have any kind of game stuff to it. And then they were like, you're supposed to be the designer. So I had to run back and quickly add in lots of game stuff. But yeah, writing how a game was going to go was really cool. We had sort of artists doing all the pictures and stuff. We had someone doing the sounds. We had someone doing the code. And yeah, it was just a great experience. And what we've done, the Game Jam pack is like a charity bundle for Autistic Advocacy, I can't say it, .org. They're a charity. It's $3 if you want to buy the bundle. There's another game called What Incarnation that another team made, which is like a visual novel about people at a university garden. It's got like a word game in it and stuff. That's a very cute game. If you just want to get my one because you're listening to me, it can just be got for free alongside it. But obviously, I'd prefer you to do the charity one because it's for charity. But yeah, Market Meltdown, it's fun. It was good. And I felt like it was a bit of a hate crime when I was testing it because I had to go around the supermarket just forcing this autistic person to have a meltdown at every aisle. There's an aisle on it that's particularly dear to my life experience. I can't go anywhere near the aisle with all the polish in it because the smell of it makes me violently ill. And it always used to be the one where we'd go there, we'd be doing our shopping trip and we'd get to that aisle and I'd immediately fall apart. And I noticed eventually it was because of the smells, blah, blah, blah. But in this, if you just want to play it through and cause it to get the bad ending every time, just spray the guy with polish because he just melts down immediately. That was our test to check it was working. None of us discussed this. I was just like, I'm just going to check it all works. And then they checked it all worked later on. And I was like, oh, when I did it, I just kept spraying him in the face with bleach. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's pretty much what I did. So we ended up making a little joke meme of just spraying him. But yeah, it's probably about, I don't know, 10-minute job, 15 minutes if you fail. But you know, people have said it's entertaining. People have said they've enjoyed it. I was very nervous putting something out there that I'd written, thinking people would just be like, who wrote this trash? But the feedback has been unanimously good. So that's great to know. And yeah, that I just want you all to check it out. It's called Market Meltdown. It's on itch.io.
It'll spiritual probably be successor stuff. To Megastan.
It is the spiritual successor to Megastan. I actually said that to them. I was like, it's my second game. It's only taken me, what, 12 years to put out my second one? I'm still quicker than Valve.
12-year labour of love. Yeah, exactly. Came up. Who knew Megastan 2 would be out before Half-Life 3?
Yeah. It does make me feel like I want to start hacking at stuff. I was sat there the other day thinking, do I get Unity or do I get the Unreal thing from Epic? And just start hacking about again and trying to make something. I don't know. It's, I've got a new thing. I mean, you told me to do this months ago, but I've finally taken your advice and dropped a night on my streaming lark because I feel like I was just doing it and, you know, just going through the motions, streaming every other day. So now Monday is going to be my day where I sit and do a project of some kind Monday, Tuesday, which is going to be a mixture of me writing stuff and me making stuff. So I'm thinking I might try and just hack away at one of my game ideas that I've had in my head for a long, long time. But speaking of streaming, I finished Hollow Knight the other week. I cancelled Ori, as I said. I stopped playing it. I did a little vote and everyone told me they wanted me to play Pokemon again. So obviously last year, probably this time last year, I did a Pokemon Shield Nuzlocke where the idea was I could only catch the first thing I found in each area. And if it died, it died. And that was it. I couldn't use it again. And I tried to get to the end of the game. I failed, and I was very disappointed to fail that. Go watch the series on YouTube if you haven't already, where I fail. But I've started that again, this time because I didn't want to just do the exact same thing, and everybody kind of voted. Everyone voted for the same thing, and I was like, I don't want to literally just do the same thing on its own. So I added in the extra rule that I can't evolve anything, which, I mean, I told Ollie I was doing that, and he was like, "That's insane! Don't do that." Don't try and play it without evolving anything. You'll just fail. And I was like, well, that's part of the fun, isn't it? If I fail straight away, we'll just do something else. You know, it'll be fine. So I've just finished the third gym. And on my first run, when I'd got to this point, I'd lost something like 7 Pokemon. It was something ridiculous like that. Like one of the videos between the second gym and the third gym, I lost like my entire team and had to rebuild it. And just spent ages leveling up and stuff. This time, I'm heading towards the fourth gym, and I've only lost one, and I lost it in such a ridiculous way. I feel a little bit like, actually, I mean, I have lost one, but part of me is like, yeah, I had no chance of not losing it. There was a Pokemon that happened to have a, if you attack me first, I'll do this move that will do double damage. And it was exactly the type of move that was super effective against my Pokemon, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, yeah, that's pretty unlucky. Everyone's actually a tiny bit impressed that I've improved as a player in the past year. I feel like I all the bits where I really struggled before, I've figured out ways through them this time, but it is quite nerve-wracking that I can't give any of my Pokemon, because I can't evolve them. I've got a choice. I can either give them other items to make them stronger, but every single time they level up, I have to hammer the B button to stop them from evolving, which I feel like is just waiting for an accident to happen. Or I can give them all Everstones, which stop them evolving, which means they can't hold anything, so they're all significantly weaker than they could be if I gave them something that boosted their moves. Or I try and get stuff that can't evolve, like there's a thing called a Stunfisk. It's a little flat thing that, I mean, that's quite a good one to have because it seems quite powerful, but there's some other stuff that just isn't that strong, or it's got a final evolution that it's never getting to because you need an item to evolve it. But yeah, it's been fun trying to navigate the rules. Like we made a deal that if it's got a baby form, that doesn't really count because you can't catch the baby in the wild, and most of the babies you have to get by, like, I don't know, breeding them in a weird way that's effectively poisoning the parent or whatever. I don't know, it's a bit weird. You give them incense that makes them hatch early. So yeah, that sort of thing. I'm ignoring just catching stuff that's the first level of it, and it's been fun. I feel like it shouldn't be easier, but I'm doing better at it. It's probably the best way to put it. I feel like it's going better than I expected it to. Whether that's still the case in a week's time, who knows? But it's been really fun. I like playing these games in the ways they weren't intended. I enjoy them playing them the way they're supposed to be intended. But you know, playing them a bit weirdly and a bit differently has been very good fun. Someone's also told me they want me to try and do a different challenge called the Professor Oak Challenge, where you have to catch every single thing in every area before you can move on and stuff like that, which sounds like a good one for the future. But I feel like this is going to tide me over until whenever Kev decides to play Minecraft. And then after Minecraft, we're basically Football Manager and the new Pokemon game. That's like my year is just mapped up with little gaps here and there. So I'm excited. I feel like we should be imminent for some Pokemon news at some point. But yeah, the only other thing I've really got to cover is that tomorrow is Pokemon Community Day again. So if you're about tomorrow, it's Geodude Day tomorrow. So I'm going to be going into town to catch some Geodudes, which I'm excited about.
And Friday, the new Pokemon TCG set is out. What a week for Pokemon.
Ooh, what a week. What's in the new set?
They introduced the new Radiant Pokemon, which is a different kind of card, which is super duper extra sparkly and shiny, and you're only allowed to have one in your deck, and they are beautiful. I went to a pre-release event last weekend and got myself a Radiant Heatran from my pre-release pack.
Are these the rainbow ones?
Yeah. Yeah, and they are so pretty.
Yeah, someone's had an Arceus one in a chat. I mean, they posted a picture of it, and I was going to immediately ask you, is this? Should they be holding this? They were like, look at this, they're holding it in their hand, and I just thought, oof, it's Arceus V Star, Radiant, Rainbow little fella.
That's the full technical term for it, I think.
Pokemon.
First...
I am worried. I'm looking at the picture. I just scrolled up to double check what it was, and they're just holding it in their hands, and it's like, oh, good God. Kevin just be like putting it delicately into his little sleeve and Googling how much it was going to pay off his mortgage or whatever. But this guy's just waving it around on the internet. No respect. But yeah, I think that's everything I've played. Knowing me, I'll finish the podcast later than I remember. I played like four other things, but that's all I'm willing to talk. Oh, I did. I played Are You Done Chronicles. Did I talk about that last week?
Yes.
I think I did. Yeah, I played a bit more of it. It's the same as it was last week, to be honest. I'm enjoying it to an extent, but I'm really conscious that I don't think any... Like when I was streaming it, I didn't think anyone was really enjoying it. So I stopped playing it on stream. But every time I play it, I'm like, I feel like this is only appealing to people like me, and there's not many people like me. So, yeah, I don't really... I'd be interested to hear if any of you have played it. Not you guys listening. Listen to me now, the podcast people, the listeners. If any of you have played it and enjoyed it, let me know. But I don't think you three would like it.
I have a question.
Go on, mate.
Have you been streaming this week?
Yes, but only Pokemon.
Hmm...
Why is that?
I've just realised why I haven't been seeing you tweet all week, Sheepdog.
Have you blocked him?
It might have done.
Well, you blocked me.
Sheepdog having a week off? No, I muted you at weekend when you were live tweeting the Eurovision. And I went, no. Mute. And forgot all about
just
it.
Just muted the Eurovision thing. I put hashtag Eurovision for that very reason.
I don't know. I just was like, mute.
I just didn't use Twitter on Saturday night while everyone was Eurovisioning.
I can't be doing with it. Abby. It annoyed me so. And then I was thinking, Sheepdog's having a week off. I've not seen him all week on this.
I did that, to be fair, last week I had a week off, the week before, because I just wasn't very well. But
I went a week off
Twitter.
He
assumed you were dead, but didn't check until 45 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah.
mate, learn how to use Twitter. Just block.
I don't mute anything. I don't really do anything with it. It's just things annoy me. And then I was like, I can't be dealing with all this.
I see. My mute list is so long. It's probably about 2,000 words deep. Like, I mute things I care about and like and agree with just because I don't want to keep seeing them. It's, you know.
Yeah.
There'll be loads of topics I'm absolutely in full support of, but I just don't want them on my timeline 24/7. So I've got such an extensive list. And it just grows every day, like constantly. So learn how to use Twitter. But the amount of people who come to me and told me that they loved my Eurovision tweet along, Pab, I'm never going to stop.
I actually
didn't plan to do that, to be fair. I thought this year, I was like, it was the afternoon of, and I thought, I don't think I can be bothered. I thought, to be honest, I thought to myself, it just annoys people. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to have a night off. I might just sit in my room and do some writing or play a game or something. And then as it was coming on, I was like, actually, do you know what? I think I saw somebody tweet a joke about it. And I thought, now this is the best night of the year for Twitter. Twitter comes alive during Eurovision. I'll just see how badly we do. So they're cracking the usual jokes about England being terrible. And then we were first for like the entire thing. I mean, I feel like it was very scripted this year because we were like the winners right up until they handed it to the Ukraine. So, yeah, it was fun to tweet along with that. Coming second was pretty impressive. As I said at the time, I kind of raised my daughter that we were always the losers and we always got 0 points, even though it wasn't strictly true. So she was quite excited to see us do well. And it was a fun night. And you missed out, Pab, because you muted it.
I'm sure I did.
We didn't watch it either.
That's weird. The right
you're
answer.
Weird. You're all weird.
I just don't like it.
You don't have a sense of humour.
What's funny about it?
Because it's so cringe.
It's just political nonsense.
It's all cringe. It's not political either. The voting's political.
It's not political.
The songs aren't. The songs are cringy. Or they're trying the to songs be serious, well but it's somehow
not,
worse.
I wasn't going to say anything, but the songs might as well not exist. Because it's all political when it comes out to the voting.
Yeah, but that's why it's funny.
Well, what's the point?
That's why it's funny.
You might as well watch X Factor.
As I explained to my daughter at the time, it lets you know how much everybody's hated. And not to get too political on the podcast, but it's just interesting that the teams that come last, you're like, well, I didn't realise everybody hated them all of a sudden. What have they done? Makes you kind of question, oh, okay, so people don't like them, eh? But apparently we're, you know, the most liked people. What's going on here? What have we done? It was interesting. That's why it's fun, because, you know, when we upset everybody and we're bottom, you're like, okay, yeah, they didn't really like that. So it's like finding out your end-of-year report as a country. You go on Eurovision, you have a quick look where you've fell.
It's,
and
it's an end-of-year report
right.
With a song and dance at the front of it, which you don't need. Just say, I don't get on with it. Just tell me.
But The songs are funny because they're so cringe. Go on, Anna.
let's just leave that alone. Eurovision was what it was. It's now finished.
And it was rubbish!
Oh, you can have this conversation off air. Let's not.
Oh, please don't. I have to start with the memes again like I did after the podcast last week, trying to get everyone to stop talking so I can go to bed.
You started that McCartney stuff.
Just get on with talking about video games.
I thought Anna was going to talk about her games.
Yes, I've had a bad week.
A bad week.
I don't have gaming in me at the moment. I don't like it. Well, I do like it. I've had enough. last week, right, I was playing Wolfenstein, right, New Order. And I was playing, I just can't bother with this. So I turned on Minecraft Dungeons and I played a few rounds of that and I was just like, I can't bother. So I turned that off. Then I played Outriders, New Horizon, and I played that for a few hours and then I turned that off. And then I played Yoki's Island Express. I played all of 20 minutes of that and I turned it off. I played Fable 2. I turned it off within 10 minutes. I can't get into anything. So I turned it off. This was all Xbox. I can't bother. I've played all these multiple times. So I turned on the PlayStation 5 and I don't remember what it's called, but I know it's Ubisoft and I know it's got my character's called Phoenix, but I don't remember the title because I don't
Immortals.
Remember.
Immortals.
Phoenix Rising.
Oh yeah, this is the one I got with my computer that gave away.
Immortals. Yes, so really I have been playing that all week. I started it from the start again, so this is the third time I've started this. I know, but I didn't. I can't remember what it was. Well, the thing was, like, I only because like you have to go around and collect four gods, like Greek gods.
Yeah, there's like four different like realms, isn't there? That you
And when I looked at my save from last time I played it, I only had one of them, so I now have three of them. They all have distinct, like, different, like, storylines of how you get them.
Oh yeah, one's a tree, one's a chicken.
Yes.
I think they're the only two that I got when I played it. But yeah, they're very
okay.
They're very
so
different.
I've got I got the tree, and then I got I want to say Athena, the like the warrior lady one. So I've got them two, and they give that. So they're in like the Tower of Gods. But I like the game. It came out when the PlayStation 5 was just come out, I think. It was...
Yeah, that sounds right.
So basically, you are a warrior, a shield bearer. So you hold the shields in battle. I think, anyway, that's what I'm gathering. And you wake up on a beach... And you're the only human there because every other human has been turned to stone. You walk that, like, you go up a cliff because you, like, you have a stamina meter and a health meter. Your stamina meter means you can climb walls. When that stamina. Yes. When that runs out, you fall down. So like you can't use it all the time, but then you can upgrade that power as you go through the game. You fight, but so basically you're not like a warrior. You're not fighting. You're a shield bearer. But then you find your brother, who has been cracked on the floor of stone, and he's like no longer there. You take his sword. You become like a warrior. You can either be a man or a woman. It's up to you. Like you choose your character. Mine has got red hair because, of course, it does. Every character I have has red hair. And then you, this big, I don't want to say Thanos, but I know it's not Thanos. It's like,
remember the name.
Yeah, it sounds like Thanos, but it's basically like a big demon.
It's a Greek, wants
to take over the world. And you have to stop him. So the way you stop him is you get the four gods back together because he's changed them into like a tree and a chicken. That one was funny. I was like, at first it was a bear and then it was a chicken. And I was like, oh, bless him. God of War is now a chicken, which is quite funny. And the way you go around is you go into these underground, like, vaults. So not vaults like Fallout, but like...
Dungeons,
yes. And you go in there and there are different puzzles and you have to get from one into the other, but there's things you have to do to get there. So you have to do like double jumping or put switches on or stack boxes or move boxes or like try and get all these boxes. Like yesterday, oh my God, I was in one of these vaults and all I had to do was stack three boxes. That's all I had to do. Quite easy, but I had to first put like a concrete one and then two wooden ones. Easy as anything, but could I do it? No, 40 minutes. I just wanted to throw my controller because like you have to put it on when it's down, but if it's not down, it will knock it off, and then that one gets knocked off, and then the other one gets knocked off, and you just want to throw things at the wall. Oh my god, annoyed me yesterday, but that was fine, I got it done. But yeah, so you do these, as long as you've got the treasure that's in there and got the whatever is at the end, so it could be an essence or Zeus's power, that vault will then close forever and it will never open again. If you don't get the treasure, it will stay open and you would have to do the vault all over again. But at the end, you won't get like the power, but you'll have to, like, if there's a boss battle, you'll have to do that again. If there's a puzzles, you'll have to do that again. So always look for, like, there's like a shining golden light going up to the sky. So it will tell you about where the treasure is, that you can get that. I only learned that this week. I was like, oh, so they do like shut up completely after you've got the treasure. Because obviously you want treasure because it's armor or different styles. So like you can have cosmetic, so you can, your armor can look different. So you definitely want things like that, swords and all that gubbins. So they're fun. Well, you have to do them to get certain elements that you get in the game. You have three weapons. You have a sword, you have an axe, and you have a bow. All three of them are fun to use. They all do something different, as you would think. I love the bow because you can, obviously, you can shoot things, but you can have one where you can control it. And I've got like a power up to it that slows it down. So like when you, because you have to, like certain puzzles that go through like little targets, and you have to go through them to light them up. Slowing it down makes that like 100% easier. Oh, there's amount of times I was doing it before and not had that slowdown thing and just missed them completely. That was annoying, but I'm getting better at that. So you get them three things to use. They also upgrade, and you can like, they could, so you can upgrade them, but you can also get ones with different things that happen. So like when every hit gets like health, if you charge it up, they'll get hit with lightning. There's all kinds of stuff in there, so you have to like look at them. And you just go through the beautiful game collecting ambrosia, which is like crystals. What else is there to collect? Like,
there's a lot of stuff to
collect. Yeah, there's like loads of stuff. You've got plants.
Yeah,
and it's really pretty.
It's pretty spot on. I was going to say it's effectively a Breath of the Wild from Ubisoft.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got on with Breath of the Wild. I can't remember now, Anna. I don't know if you
got
on with it.
I didn't. I got quite far. I got like three big animal things.
Yes.
I got three of them and I never finished it. Yeah.
So this is why this one I feel like is a better fit for you, because they effectively made a Breath of the Wild with Assassin's Creed in mind.
Yes, they did.
It is absolutely an Assassin's Creed game.
Definitely
mashed
Odyssey.
With Breath of the Wild, and it's really good. It is a very good game, this one. I've got it. I think I own it. I bought it on PC initially. I then got it on Xbox.
Yeah.
And I've also bought it on Switch.
I've got it on Switch as
and
well.
And it's got the save. You can move the save between all of them.
I know.
So I've done that now. I think I wasn't going to bring my Switch to Comic-Con, but I'm thinking I might do. And just ping the save over from the Xbox and just carry on from there.
Plus, I'm going to bring Switch Sports down, so we need a console to play it on. You know we always play on yours by default.
You might not be able to take that, Kev.
Well, I'm going to take it.
You can't play bowling in the middle of the Premier
But we can play tennis. We can.
And we played Monty in the middle of that Premier Inn. I think we've got to go in
there. I'm not there.
Still set up in the car park. Loads of room in there.
Cannot.
We're
going
to get arrested without you there to stop us shouting Monty at each other.
So I've been doing that most of the week because I just can't think of anything else I want to play. Like, I just looked at my shelf and I was like, what can I play? What's gonna make me play something? And that was the only game that I hadn't like put enough time into that I really did like. So I've been doing that. It's a bit of a dry spell now at the moment. Everything's either getting delayed or not coming out yet, or just this time of year. I don't know, but I'm sure I'll get it back when something comes out. Like the Star Wars Lego, I played that once. I should really put that back in and keep playing it, Because I know it opens up and you get to do more things, but I just...
Anybody else get earworms by Anna then when she went knock, knock, knock? And now I've got knocking on heaven's door in my head. That completely ruined me because you just happened to make that little stammer. I was like, oh, God.
It's going
to be doing me. I'm going to be humming that all week now.
But that's been it. I've just been bleh. And now I feel, I don't feel ill, but all my joints ache and I'm really tired. So I don't know what's going on.
That sounds like an illness, to be fair, Anna. That sounds like many illnesses.
Yesterday and today, all my joints are just really achy.
We're turning into the OAP podcast.
Really sleepy. Oh, we're getting there. I need a cane or something to help me.
We can't even claim to be the under 40 podcast in a month, thanks to someone.
2 months, yes. July.
All right, a month and a half.
I'm still young and cool.
With your Crocs and your orthopedic shoes and.
Don't have orthopedic.
They're orthopedic. They've got the arch support and everything.
I've got lots of shoes with arch support. That's not what orthopedic shoes mean.
I need orthopedic shoes. I used to have orthopedic shoes that had
different for me having some now.
That would have like a metal rod coming up and then tie around the knees. They were awful shoes.
What is going on?
Anyway, over to Pab.
I'm confused, and I'm always the one with a weird tangent. What have you played this week, Pab?
Not tons. I'm not going to lie.
Because you've already waffled for an hour. For goodness sake.
I'm in a similar boat to Anna with like I don't know what I want to play. I always feel like I have a duty to try and play something different for the podcast.
Yeah.
So I was like,
wonder what that's right. Like. Imagine feeling like that. Sheepdog.
I was like, right. I will get Rogue Legacy 2.
Yes.
I can see it's a good game. And I know I will enjoy it at some point.
Just not right now.
Probably on a Steam Deck at some point. It seems like a good game for that.
Yeah, I've got downloaded it on my Steam Deck.
It probably seems good for that.
Apparently there's a number 3 as well.
There's a number 3?
Isn't there, Kevin?
Yeah, got them both on there.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
1, 2, and 3, all in one go. They were in a bundle. Maybe 3's not out yet, but they were part of the bundle.
There isn't I mean, 2 came out like less than a month ago. So I don't know where you've got 3 from.
I saw it as well.
Yeah, maybe.
It said Rogue Legacy 3 on it.
Weird.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said. I was like, I'm sure the other one only just come out. But...
Yeah, it's been in early access for a year and it came out, I think, sometime in April. But I played a bit of it. The art style's a bit different, a bit more cartoony than the previous one, but it seemed very much of the ilk of like the old one. And I
this
played
is
quite
what,
a bit
the
of
one that here. If one dies, you get a trait from them.
You play the ancestor, and they all have different traits, and like there's like one that's colorblind, or there's one that's is it like reminiscent or something like that, and they play in sepia tone, so it's all like they all just long for the olden days, or I don't know, there's all sorts of ones that the classic one from the original roguelike, because it was the one where he saw things upside down, so you played the game upside down.
Yeah.
And that was, it's just like, you had to just try him just for a one-off.
To try it, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
There is a chance I downloaded Banner Saga, but they're all wangy indie games, so it's all the same stuff.
I was just looking through on Google, and it's like, there is no Rogue Legacy 3.
I was just fact-checking myself. They're all basically the same, wangy indie
games. No, it did say Rogue Legacy 3. That's why I was so weird about it. I was like, that's not...
I don't think there's a Banner Saga 3. I don't know what you've downloaded.
Right, hold on.
You've probably got Rouge Legacy or something.
Yeah, I might have to actually turn the machine on and have a look.
There's definitely not any mention of Rogue Legacy 3 on Google.
Perhaps it wasn't Banner Saga. I don't, what could it have been?
I don't know. But I like I say, I played, I want to say maybe play it in half an hour, 45 minutes of that one. I was like, yeah, I can see what this is. I know what it is. I know that this is a good game, and I'll get to it at some point.
Yeah, it was Banner Saga. Banner Saga 3.
Has it got 3? Good on them.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Basically the same game.
We're such a shambles. What on earth?
I mean, we're over an hour in. No one's listening now. We're safe. We can say what we like.
The other thing that I have played, I've played this evening, I bought on a whim because I saw a lot of people playing it on Twitch, and I was like, this looks like a Diablo game.
What?
Yeah.
Don't say them words.
It's called V Rising, where you play a vampire, and it looks like a Diablo game. And when I say this, it looks like a Diablo game. It's not a Diablo game. Kind of is, but you don't move around with the mouse. You move around with your WASD. And it's fine. Other than that, it is very much similar to a Diablo game, but it's also a survival game where you are collecting materials and stuff, and you are eventually gonna. You are a vampire who's like lost everything, and you are just like a basic vampire who doesn't have anything. He just has a coffin, and you are go around this world to collect materials, and you're going to build your castle up and then go through the levels and start defeating all these bosses throughout the world. And I don't know, it seems all right. It seems all right from what I've played. It's got PvE, PvP, co-op, so it's all co-op stuff in there, so it seems all right. Like I said, I saw a lot of people just playing it on Twitch all of a sudden, and I was like, well, what, has this come out recently? I think it came out last week. But yeah, it piqued my interest. It's in early access, and it was like 15 quid. And I went, oh, go on, I'll give it a go for that. This might be good on the Steam Deck one day. Who knows? This is all I do know. He's just like, it might be good on the Steam Deck at some point. That's all I do.
You should get one, Pammy.
We will have one in Q3, or whatever it is. July to September, that's when we're aiming for. The final thing I've played, I have finally ended my journey in Elden Ring.
Yeah.
My journey has ended.
No.
But it's all right, because I started Journey 2.
Of course you did.
Yeah, it did.
Is it like a New Game Plus? Or
yeah, that's New right, Game cool. Plus. I spent several hours this week future-proofing New Game Plus character, because when you start New Game Plus, you lose all of your, like kind of key items that you would have. So you keep your inventory of like your weapons, your armor, your spells, your anything in your inventory pretty much. It isn't like a story like key item, like a medallion or a key or something or other that you need to redo like certain quests or speak to certain people to get certain items to progress a quest or whatever it is. So you lose all them. You lose all your bell bearings, which are your items that you give to an old crone lady in the round keep, who will then sell you, basically be a merchant for you and sell all different things. The more bell bearings you bring to the more different items she can sell you. So I spent a lot of time, like, I cashed in all of my runes. I had tons of runes, so I cashed all them in and bought all the items. I bought 20 of each smithing stone, 20 of each somber smithing stone, 20 of each grave glove wart, and 20 of each ghost glove wart. So your smithing stones upgrade your weapons and armors and shields and stuff. And the glove wart upgrades your summons. So I have future-proofed myself to the point where I have 20 of each of those things. And there's like 1 to 10 of each. So you can upgrade like a weapon up to plus 10. So I bought 20 of each of the stones, each of the glove warts. And it took a while. Didn't take as long as I thought it would, but I did it, and then I went and did straight away. I started again, and the first area you come to, there is right outside the more or less the first grace point, is a dungeon which required a key, which I didn't have at the time, and I never went back to it. But because it's a stone sword key, it's just a collectible item, so. I had the stone sword key to burn, so I used it. And I went through that dungeon, beat the boss, relatively straightforward. And yeah, I've done something different than I did in the previous run. I didn't say this at the start. I'm actually trying to... I've still got my magic powers there. My magic powers are now, like, in the back seat sort of thing. They're there for emergencies. If something's not going right, I pull the magic wand. You know what I mean? I pull that out and then I deal with it with magic. But I'm trying to go all sword and shield now. I'm trying to play it differently altogether. Varying results so far. So we shall see how long it lasts, because new game plus enemies are harder. But obviously this is still the start of the game, so I'm pretty much just cutting for everybody. I've pretty much got up to like the castle gates, pretty much, which then take me up to Margit. So we'll see how we fare with that. See if we can one shot them.
To Margit.
Margit is the first like big boss in the game.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Not going to Margit.
Just like what?
No.
That's a bit of a rip off though. That's just George Martin just going Yarmouth, London. Just he's just given up, and he naming places.
I mean you want to see the names. So you've got Margit, Marlena, Melania, Godfrey.
That, bloody Robbie Williams song.
Someone said like every character in this game is named either starts with a G, R, or M. And it's
that's
like.
Because he's a hack. It's just a lazy hack who won't finish his goddamn series.
I don't know how much input he had, but it did make me laugh at like there's a Godfrey, Godric, like you say, a Margit, a Marlena, a Melania, a Rani, a Renner. So many different ones. Like, okay.
He's got a book of baby names out, and he just added an A
yeah,
to
it. Yeah,
or
just with G, R, or M. But yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. Also, like I say, it does run pretty well on the Steam Deck from what I've seen, so it doesn't like it's going to end anytime soon, but who knows? Like I said, there's lots of different things that is on the horizon for me, so... Like Horizon, I'm going to be away from a PC for a week in the coming weeks, so I'm only going to have a PlayStation, so I'm going to try and play Horizon, so that
but
is the plan.
Second one.
That way I can kind of wean myself off of the controls. That's the thing that's been putting me off, is like trying to play two big open world games with two different, completely different control systems.
It's a bad look for the gaming industry when you type upcoming games and the second one on the list is called Floppy Knights. It's like, what? Sniper Elite 5. They're still doing that gimmick of the skeleton getting shot by the sniper.
Popular.
People like
Gotham Knights,
shooting.
The first game on this list that looks quite good. There's a Saints Row game coming, apparently.
Yeah, in August.
Yeah.
2 Point Campus, which I'm quite looking forward to
which
playing.
Which is supposed to come out in 5 days.
What is?
That campus was supposed to come out 25th of May.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it's later in the year now, isn't it? Yeah.
It's on Game Pass, though, I think.
It's not yet. It's on the coming soon.
Yeah, it will be. No, I'm saying it'll be on Game Pass, though.
Yeah, straight away.
That's good.
But yeah, no, there's not much in the kind of big names. The Gotham Knights is one I'm quite excited about, because that looks like it'll be pretty cool. But it's not... it's the other one that's in the Arkham world, isn't it? This is a completely separate series.
It's in the same world. I think, isn't it?
No, Gotham Knights isn't, I don't think.
Yes, it is.
It's different, because I remember someone saying it's...
It's not by the same people.
Different Batgirl, different... I'm sure Gotham Knights isn't Arkham.
It looks roughly the same.
Let me Google it.
It looks like it's in the Arkham series.
I'm sure it is.
The other one is where they defeat the...
Suicide Squad one.
Yeah. Gotham Knights is not set in the Arkhamverse, as they call it.
Is it not?
Nope.
Wow.
But the Suicide Squad kill the Justice League is.
Well,
which
I
feel is interesting because of the way that the Arkham series ended. But yeah.
There you go.
It's my hot scoop for the week.
I am surprised. It has the same look.
Are we done then?
We are.
We're done.
Well, in that case, we'll wrap things up then, boys and girls. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the podcast next week. There might be one, there might not. If there is one, it'll be late because we'll be recording it in London. And we won't make Pabby work. We'll let him have the weekend off.
No, you'll be doing the work at that point. I'd have stood over your shoulder making sure it's done.
I'm not going to let you into my hotel room, so... Well, I've got a room all to myself, me and my Steam Deck.
Yeah, you can glorious. Share with
I mean, Pab, if you hop in with Kev, I'll have the room to myself and I can bloody snore all night without having to worry.
Don't you take your thing with you?
No, I will be. I will be taking it with me. So
they
Pab
took mine off me. I was so sad.
A full night without snoring, Pab. You're looking forward to it? Be like the olden days when I wasn't old. And
yeah, you're not going to be able to get up and take pictures of me because you're going to be strapped in.
So anyway, if you want to see pictures of Pab sleeping, make sure you follow at MGUK Podcast. You can follow me at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls,
will
maybe.
Have a good week. Have a good fortnight.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.